This is a Radio Now podcast, a production of Radio Now 95.3 FM Lagos.
Now, if you have seen pictures of couples that had a civil wedding in Lagos, the odds are that it was at the Federal Marriage Registry in Ikoyi, which sits on Alfred Ruane Road, Lagos Island. Over the years, this marriage registry has become one of Nigeria's most patronized registries, as weddings are conducted from Wednesdays to Saturdays in Ikoyi, with the exception of public holidays. Every day, hundreds of applicants from the six states of the Southwest region hope to get married there. Taiwo Adebulu, an investigative journalist with The Cable, went undercover to observe what the marriage registration process looks like at this registry and joins us on News Extra to discuss his report.
Taiwo, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chika.
Glad you can join us. So you recently went undercover to carry out an investigation on the marriage registration process. Can you tell us about what you discovered?
Yes, as an investigative journalist, I was tipped off by a friend who registered at the Ikoyi Registry and who had his marriage at that image. So he told me about the corrupt practices going on there, the extortion, the forced bribery, and I felt it was a good story for me to tell because I realized that the officials were actually frustrating those applicants who went online to do their registration because they wanted a physical process where they could extort them and get money from them. So I, to confirm or to verify what the information that I got, so I had to go undercover to Ikoyi Marriage Registry to see what was happening. So when I got there, I realized that it was more or less like a marketplace. People were either collecting money or giving out money. So let me give you the background to this. In June last year, the Federal Ministry of Interior gave an order that marriage fee should be reduced. I think for ordinary marriage, it was reduced from around 21,000 naira to 15,000 naira. Nevertheless, officials were still charging above that particular official rate of 15,000 naira. And that is actually a departure from that particular order. So when I got there, I realized that they were charging above that particular 15,000 naira. They asked me to pay 25,000 naira. I think some who got contracts through other people, they paid about 27,500 naira or so, and I was made to part with another 5,000 naira for bachelor's degree certificate and another document. I can't remember.
So but at every documents point, were not produced. But at every point, you were charged more than you were supposed to pay.
Exactly. I was supposed to pay 15,000 naira, which was the order.
So what happens to
above that?
So what happens to people who register online and who pay what they are supposed to pay? Does it happen that the registry doesn't talk to them?
They don't talk to them, but the issue is they will frustrate them. Maybe they realize that you've done your registration online, they will tell you that we can't take it right now, you have to come here. And so when those people become frustrated, when they do not collect their printout form from that online portal, they have to pass the money again. Because that was what my source experienced and so many other people. So they just tell them, you have to pay another money again. You have to pay another 10,000 naira again. So that money that they were supposed to pay physically, they will make sure that they pay it again.
Is this
having gone online?
Is this peculiar to that registry, or do you think this happens across registries across the country?
It happens everywhere. Now, the reason why I specifically went to a federal registry was because that particular order actually affected federal registries alone. Because the order was from the Interior Ministry, and it was for federal registries that they should reduce my registration fee from 21,000 naira to 15,000 naira. So there is no way I can apply the same standard to local government registries. Mm. So I do not know whether they have like a statutory charge for or a statutory fee for their registration processes. So I had to, let me say, focus on the ones that I know that they have a stipulated fee, that their fee has been reduced by the federal government. And that was federal ministry for you. So I couldn't go to other federal registries But I have to use Ikoyi as my point of contact.
Now, let's talk about how long this has been going on for, and if there's been any response to your investigative report.
Okay, this has been on for a very long time. Well, before the federal government made the order last year that the fees to be reduced so that to make it easier for people to get married. This has been on for a very long time. So when the order came out last year, we were supposed to reduce it so that people could get married easily, but they kept on flouting the order. Now, after my investigation, I sent a colleague to the Ikoyi Registry on Monday to go and see what was happening, whether they are still doing the whole thing. So what he realized was quite funny. Immediately he got the registry at Ikoyi, they didn't allow any applicant to enter Shidi Gate. They were just sending back the applicants that, please go online, go and register online. We were pointing to one of the signboards that contained the website where they can register. So they were just pointing to them, please go and register. We can't help you again. We no longer help you with physical registration process. Go online, go and register. That was the immediate impact.
So, but have you been able to find out what the process is like now that people have to go online? Is it seamless? Is the official rate being adhered to, or is there still some back channel payment?
I wouldn't know if there are back channel payments. But the fact is, people are now going online because they told the applicants on Monday that please go online, register, bring your slip here when you are done. Mm. So I wouldn't know if there will be other back channel payments when they get that particular registry. But for me, what I keep telling people is the story doesn't end here. The story doesn't end here because if we do not effect the change, it's going to become a messy process. It's going to become a messy system. So after now, if we realize that there are still back channel payments, we keep on telling the story.
Do you think that heads should roll after this? I mean, we need to hear that people are facing punishment for involving themselves in corrupt practices. Have we heard anything to that effect?
Yes, I understand that the story actually caused some, it caused a lot of storms at the Ministry of Interior. But I know that there will be a press conference by the Chief Minister on Thursday. So I think they're going to announce some measures or some sanctions. But I was going to understand that there will be a press conference on
that will be tomorrow. Thursday tomorrow.
That will be tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes. When they're going to address some of those stuff, they're going to make some announcements and all. But I cannot actually press them right now. I cannot say what they're going to do. But I only talked about the immediate impact that we felt on Monday. That was what we could track. We have to go back to track that and we make sure that they've changed the process. For tomorrow, we are going to understand whatever it is they're going to come up with, but we cannot tell for now. But I feel heads should vote. I feel people should be sanctioned. I feel people should be punished because they actually nuked ordinary Nigerians. They mixed them and they exploited them. And
okay, but based on your report, you also said that marriage licenses can be obtained without providing the rights documents. And for a price,
yes,
too.
That was what I experienced.
What do you think is the repercussion of this?
The repercussion goes global. Because it actually turns Nigeria's global reputation. Because they believe that, one of the things that we do experience out there is that they believe Nigeria doesn't have a strict process. Doesn't have a strict legal process where people do things and get them documented. So when we get out there, or maybe when you are applying for international program, you are applying for an international maybe job or anything global, they tend to see you as someone who has got your documents through the fraudulent process. That's the implication. That's the implication because some of the documents that I paid for, it didn't give me. They just told me that maybe we register you come on your wedding day.
All right,
they didn't give me the paternal certificate and everything I applied for. So the implication is global.
All right,
it affects our image. It affects us out there.
Let's clear something up quickly. Why do you think there's controversy about the marriage certificates issued at local government registries and the registries controlled by the Ministry of Interior? There's a perception that one is better than the other.
Yes, people understand what is actually happening. But in the process of doing that story, because I started that story around December last year, so it took about 6 to 7 months. So what I understood was the fact that the issue went through a legal process. And the journey remains that certificates, licenses from local government are also recognized. But the issue is, people told me that actually that if the minute that they went to embassies or international agencies to apply for one thing or the other or to move on with their lives, they didn't recognize certificates from local government. So it has to do with embassies and international agencies. That they didn't recognize anything from local government, that it has to be a federal agency. So that was what was pushing people to equally registry. And another thing that I realized is, it is the normal Nigerian fashionable thing. When they realize that everyone is going to a particular place, it looks cozy, it looks beautiful, they all want to be. So I feel some people, it's not about
But in the eyes of the law, at least here in Nigeria, marriages conducted whether at local government courts or at federal government level should be recognized by international agencies and embassies. Isn't that right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Mr. Taiwo Adebulu, thank you very much for joining the conversation.
You're welcome.
That was Mr. Taiwo Adebulu, an investigative journalist with The Cable, who went undercover to observe what marriage registration looks like and unveiled a series of extortion and sharp practices at the Ikoyi Marriage Registry here in Lagos. And that's News Extra today.
To listen to more podcasts like this, subscribe to Radio Now Podcast wherever you're listening to this audio, or visit www.thisisradionow.com and check for podcasts.